Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's not every year we get a story like this one, but I always revel in these journeys, in these roads to redemption, and that's exactly where Milwaukee finds itself, exactly where the Bucks franchise finds itself. A 50-year drought melting away in a shower of confetti, in the gleam of two trophies, and in pure, unadulterated joy. Amazing what the Bucks franchise has been through to get to this point. Whether you're thinking big picture, a half century worth of disappointment and futility, whether you're thinking about the point at which Giannis joined the franchise and he and Chris Middleton part of a team that had just 15 wins. Do you know they had more in this playoff run than they had in the 13-14 season? The entire season, 15 wins. That was the first year of Giannis. Whether you only go back as far as the last couple seasons, their devastating loss to the Raptors in the 2019 Eastern Conference Finals after they posted a 2-0 lead. Maybe last season. Pandemic shortened, yes, but 56 wins and a top seed. The best record in the NBA. They get to Orlando and they fall flat. They don't even make the East Finals. The bubble didn't fit them. I said all year that I felt like these Bucks benefited in 2021 from flying under the radar, from there being less pressure. Of course, then you get to the NBA postseason and all of that gets stripped away. But for a while, they had the protection of not being the Brooklyn Nets, not being the defending champion Lakers, not being the Philadelphia 76ers, not being the Warriors even. Now, I know that they weren't challenging for a title, but they had a Steph Curry who was on fire. They benefited from not being one of the higher profile dramatic stories out of the NBA this season. But man, even when they got to the playoffs, after everything they've been through, nothing easy, nothing handed to them. And they were on the brink of elimination in that Nets series because of their own failure, because of their own collapse in Game 5. So wherever you pick up the story with the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks, it reads like a novel, baby. Twists and turns and cliffhangers. And oh, what will they do next? And a likable hero? I don't know if there's any villains. We're missing a villain in this story, though many people have tried to make Chris Paul that villain. Honestly, I hurt for the Suns. I hurt for Monty Williams. That thrill of victory and agony of defeat, it's such a stark contrast when we come to this point and there is just one team left standing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our hump show, though it doesn't feel like it, we get wrapped up in crowning a champion. We only get to do this a few nights out of every calendar year, though, weirdly enough, because of the way we've come out of the pandemic, this is the second time since October that we have been talking about an NBA champion. The Bucks lost to the Suns in the first two games in Phoenix and then rattled off four straight wins. I know there are a lot of people out there that didn't think it was possible. That's the beauty of sports. If we knew how things were going to play out, we wouldn't bother watching. In this particular game, this game six, 65,000 fans outside in the Deer District, a jam-packed arena, fans raising the roof, and yet the Suns were game. Chris Paul was game. Devin Booker did not shoot well, and there wasn't a whole lot of help early on for Chris Paul. And actually, that was a similar story, a similar one-dimensional angle for the Bucks as well, because it was Giannis and it wasn't a whole lot of anybody else. In fact, the Bucks trailed because in the first half they gave up 10 points off 10 turnovers. So their mistakes were allowing the Suns to take that lead. Now going into the fourth quarter, they were tied. Buckle up. I think that was what came to mind. Buckle up tight. One quarter with an NBA championship or a game seven hanging in the balance. And Giannis was brilliant. And he got some help. Timely help. A shot here or there from Chris Middleton. Incredible defense again from Drew Holiday, making Chris Paul and Devin Booker work. And Booker may have been exhausted. In fact, a lot of these guys looked like they were spent. It was the grittiness. It was the toughness. It was the mental fortitude. All of that coming from this long playoff march from the veteran leadership. And then it was a healthy dose of Giannis, who never let up all the way through to the end.
Holiday out to the corner. Connaughton to Middleton. Deep to Giannis. Caught it. Slam it with the left hand. 94-88. 45 in the game for Giannis. Giannis driving on Ayton to the rim. Banker goes. Bucks by 8. 47 for Giannis. 98-90. Who's going to step up here? Giannis has had a 49-point game. He's at the right elbow. Less than a minute to play. Middleton comes around. Takes a jumper. Good! Right side by Middleton. 102-96.
Ted Davis on the Bucks Radio Network. Mitchell on our Facebook page says this: never been so nervous in my entire life. With 24 seconds left on the clock, I finally realized there was no way we were going to lose this game.
Booker, who takes a three, no good. Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
Fantastic final call from Ted Davis, again on the Bucks Radio Network. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I love the numerology. I'm not big into it. I prefer nerd alerts, but this will work. A 50-year drought ended on a night when Giannis scores 50 points. A dominant final game, a dominant capper. 16 of 25 from the field, 17 of 19 from the free throw line, which he made sure to point out following the game. A response to his critics is always necessary when you are the one with the trophy. 14 rebounds, 5 block shots. The man was iconic. That was the word that we heard from Eddie Johnson. His performance won for the ages. And of course, he is named the NBA Finals MVP after the great Bill Russell.
Congratulations, Giannis. I can't say your last name, but congratulations on winning the Bill Russell Award.
Just believe in what you're doing. Keep working. You know, don't let nobody tell you what you can be and what you cannot do. You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight, and I'm a freaking champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make them. You know, but I'm joking. Actually, I'm not, but yeah, just believe, man. Just I hope I give people around the world, from Africa, from Europe, give them hope, you know, that it can be done. It can be done.
I tweeted part of that because I love he's willing to inspire. His desire is to use his platform for good. And he does not forget where he came from. He does not forget how little expectations there were or even why he started playing basketball. And it was not because he thought there might be an NBA ring in his future. Just believe. I hope I give people around the world, from Africa, from Europe, give them hope. It can be done. It can be done. Congratulations to Giannis. And as a side note, all three of the brothers in the family now have NBA championships. He is so much fun. A larger-than-life personality to go with his larger-than-life game. It's unique. His path to get to this point, whether we're talking about the NBA portion or whether we're talking about his heritage, the African component, the Greek component, all of that to make him who he is, which is a talent that we've never seen in the NBA, a story we've never seen, which is exactly what this league needs after a couple of years in which it's seen some challenges. And I don't think those are going away, poof, anytime soon. He's in a very select group. Get this. Only Michael Jordan and Hakeem Olajuwon have ever won multiple MVPs, an NBA Finals MVP, and, well, I shouldn't say multiple, an NBA Finals MVP along with an MVP and a Defensive Player of the Year award. Anytime you can be in the same sentence as Michael Jordan and Hakeem, it's pretty special. Giannis actually gave credit to Kobe Bryant for helping him to believe that this was possible.
This started like almost like a joke at first. You know, like it was like a, I think, a Nike ad, and he was sending like challenge to players, to Isaiah Thomas, DeMar DeRozan, and all that. And I was like, yeah, let me just shoot my shot. You know, kind of like, what's my challenge? And he was like, MVP. But at first, I was like joking. I didn't thought he's going to respond to me. But when he did, he made me believe. Like, I'm like, Kobe Bryant thinks I can do this. I can play in the higher level and lead my team and win the MVP. You know, and I had to do it. You know, I had to work hard, you know, and not necessarily let him down. I had to work hard because people believe that I can do it, you know, and that's the thing. I'm a people pleaser. You know, I don't like letting people down. I like letting, like, when I resigned with the city of Milwaukee, that's the main reason I resigned, because I didn't want to let the people down and think that, you know, I don't work extremely hard for them, which I do, you know, but be able to accomplish those things in this period of of time is it's crazy. It's unreal. It's freaking unreal. I can't believe it.
How rare is this? He's loyal and he wants everyone to know it. He's a people pleaser who did not want to disappoint Milwaukee, the fan base, or Kobe Bryant. He reaches out to Kobe based on a Nike ad to ask for his challenge. What's my challenge? What's my goal? What should I shoot for? Oh, MVP? All right. Done. Twice. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Love the relationship with him and Chris Middleton. Very special emotional moment when he was receiving his MVP trophy and he looked over to Chris and said, we're NBA champions, and a smile that spread across Chris's face, and then the bro hug, the huge embrace. Love that. Love the fact that they worked hard together for 8 years and that Giannis credits Chris with pushing him to be great every single day. Now then there's Mike Budenholzer. Oh my gosh. Budenholzer, who was essentially fired by the populace after game 5 of the Nets series. He was on his way out because a championship was no longer possible. It was only a matter of time. And I've joked about it a little bit over the course of the last couple months. The man's losing hair at an alarming rate, and what he has is turning gray. Half the time, he looks like he hasn't slept in weeks. But you know what? He was kissing players on the top of the head, taking photos. Incredible relief to go along with the joy for Mike Budenholzer. And to be able to share it with Giannis and Chris, he also really appreciated.
Giannis and Chris, you know, it's just, I think, special for, you know, for me to get the opportunity to coach those two guys, the leadership that they've shown, really from day one, from having breakfast together, and you could just see their desire to be great, their desire to push this organization to where we are tonight. You know, I just, to embrace those guys, and I love them. I love the players. I love the roster. I love the team. I'm incredibly fortunate to be where I am and just be a small part of what's happening tonight.
There's so much more that I want you to hear from Jrue Holiday, who's finally an NBA champion after picking up his family and moving from New Orleans to Milwaukee. He was the missing piece, of course, from Chris Middleton, who's so thrilled for the city of Milwaukee as well as the fan base. And he remembers that season when they couldn't get people to come to their games. But also the disappointment, or as the old Why World of Sports theme that resonates with me even now, going back to when I was a kid, as it always, every week, underscored the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And Monty Williams could barely choke out a few words when he started his post-game press conference.
I think it's going to take me a minute, you know. I just don't take it for granted. It's hard to get here. And I wanted it so bad, you know. It's hard to process right now. It's hard. You know, that's all.
It's such a juxtaposition because in those pauses where he's trying to maintain his composure, you hear the celebration going on because they're in Milwaukee. And so, of course, the locker rooms, the celebration that's spilling out into the hallways and the bowels of the arena is just behind where he's doing his post-game press conference. And so you hear the din, the noise behind him. I don't know if he was listening to it or not. I mean, he's obviously locked into to what he's doing and trying not to break down. But it's such a contrast, what's happening behind him, to the emotions that he struggles with. The question of Chris Paul, of course, weighing heavily on the minds of a lot of fans, but also the legacy of Chris Paul. I have no idea why people decided this week they needed to debate the legacy of Chris Paul. It seems silly. That's the word I've used. But Monty Williams weighs in, and you will hear from Chris. Plus, his contract details, so you know when he says he's not retiring, there's a really big reason why. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. So glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining us on this hump show. I don't know if they're still celebrating in the Deer District, but I would not be surprised. The NBA is crowned a champion. The Milwaukee Bucks, 50 years of a drought, ends with a wild Game 6 finish and two beautiful pieces of hardware. The Larry O'Brien Trophy, the NBA Finals MVP, and for the Bucks, they are now on the top of the NBA mountain. Really cool.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Paul to inbound to Booker. Holiday on him. Bucks thought they had a turnover. Booker driving. Sent out of there by Giannis. His fourth block. Holiday picks it up. Off to Giannis. Down the center of the floor. To the rim. He's fouled again.
It's hard to find, you know, more words to describe what Giannis does, but the way he made his free throws, the way he did everything, stepped up, the poise, the confidence, the leadership. Yep, he's been working on it. We say we want Giannis to get to the free throw line. To win a championship, you got to make free throws. You got to make shots, and he's made shots all throughout the playoffs. He's made free throws all throughout the playoffs, six block shots, I think, however many points. He's off the charts. He's the MVP of the NBA Finals.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ted Davis on Bucks Radio, and then Mike Budenholzer, who, if you believe the populace or you pay attention to social media, was essentially out the door in the middle of the Brooklyn Nets series. And I will forever go back to that series and one particular game as the turning point of this postseason run for the now champion Milwaukee Bucks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, our hump show. You are about to hear from one Chris Paul at 36 years old. People right now would like to bury him and change his legacy. And many are saying he should just retire. Yeah, right. Anyway, you'll hear from him on his future plans coming up momentarily. But for the Milwaukee Bucks, I go back to that Nets series. And I ripped them. I criticized them. I blamed them for folding like a cheap tent in Game 5. A double-figure lead in the fourth quarter. And then they succumbed to Kevin Durant. Only one member of the Brooklyn Big Three, but that was enough to overwhelm the Bucks. It was embarrassing. I didn't think they were prepared to be a champion at that point, and I still don't. But what they showed me in the next two games made me realize they weren't a finished product. They were still figuring it out. And they needed not just that Game 5 humiliation, but what happened in Game 6. Another double-figure lead dwindles down to just a couple of points. And instead of collapsing, instead of folding, they won Game 6. They fought back. They dug down deeper. And that, to me, was the turning point in which I saw the championship heart and metal. That prepared them to drop the first game against the Hawks, to stare at potentially the rest of the playoffs without Giannis. Remember, he had to be helped off the court in Game 4 of the East Finals with what they feared could be a serious knee injury. Thankfully, he was back for the finals. And it took him a couple of games to really get into a rhythm. And then those untimely bathroom breaks. But we got the best of Giannis by the end of these finals. And so that turning point for me was huge. They grew in confidence. They grew in toughness, both mentally and physically. Without all the disappointment, without all those moments where they're facing elimination, the brink of death to their championship hopes, they don't get to where they are now. I had to see them fight through. I had to see them figure it out, and that they did. Chris Middleton, a big piece of this. He's an unlikely superstar, an unlikely number two guy. He's not flashy. He's solid. He's steady. How many times did they rely on him to make a big shot or a series of shots? And so for him and for Drew Holiday, who are the other members of that Bucks Big Three, It's their first title. They're about to head on a flight to Tokyo. But it's cool to hear both of them revel in kind of the journey and recognizing that it was all worth it to get to this point. Especially Drew, who had to pick up his family and move from New Orleans. Couple of young kids, his wife. But that was the piece that they needed to get over the top.
I mean, it was worth it. All of it. Having a newborn, moving them at 4 weeks, coming to Milwaukee, moving my family, like you said, being in that place for 7 years and then coming here and, again, just applying pressure, coming into a situation where they were established and they had high expectations. Honestly, from the beginning, they let me know what's up. It is their team. And I feel like that's a part of the reason why they brought me here. I'm good with assisting. I'm good with supporting. And I'm good with being good in my role. Those guys have been here the longest, and everything they've been through, especially the last couple of years.
Not every path or every player coming out is perfect. You know, it's tough. To be in the league is tough. To be 450 players, 500 maybe, G League, all those players. But to stick with it, to have faith and believe in yourself at all times, even though when it's not going your way, to continue to keep working, that's what it's all about.
There's a lot of guys on this roster that maybe you don't even think about right now, but Bobby Teague has a championship ring, Brooke Lopez, a championship ring, and Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, who I would suspect, now I don't know this for certain, but it makes sense considering that Team USA put the men's and women's basketball teams on the same charter to get to Tokyo on Monday. It would make sense that they are going to put Devin Booker, Drew and Chris on the same flight, potentially with Zach LaVine, because he's actually been cleared to fly to Tokyo as well. They've all got stories. They've all got scars. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What went wrong? Devin Booker, a really tough shooting night in game number 6, and they lost 4 straight after going up 2-0.
Hard to narrow it down to one thing. You know, I think we learned a lot just by being in it. You know, it was a lot of our first time in the playoffs, let alone the finals. You know, it was a great experience for us. I think we set a foundation and a base for our team.
But right now, you're just trying to figure out what you could have did more. You know, it's tough. Great group of guys, hell of a season, but this one's going to hurt for a while.
That's the voice of Chris Paul, the mentor to Devin Booker, to DeAndre Ayton, to the Cams, to the young guys on this roster. And they are relatively young. Most of the Suns' nucleus is in their early 20s. Chris Paul, though, 36 years old. Is this the closest he ever gets to an NBA title? Maybe. Some of you are coming up with snarky responses like, oh, he'll go join the Lakers. I don't think so. He doesn't fit with the Lakers. LeBron's a point guard in a power forward's body. I know they're buddies, but Chris Paul is a player option for 21, in which he stands to make $44 million. He's not leaving that on the table, and the Lakers are not giving him that. So what he has now with the Suns, not only did they come within 2 wins of winning a ring, but he's got $44 million on the table for next season. And he flat out said it himself. It's time to go back to work.
It'll take a while to process this or whatnot, but it's the same mentality. Get back to work. You know what I mean? I ain't retiring, if that's what you're asking. That's out. So, you know, back to work.
All right, so you got it straight from Chris Paul. Back to work. It's obviously devastating for him. But I agree with Monty Williams. And I actually, even before I heard this from Coach Williams, I felt the same way. Why all of a sudden are we so honed in on Chris Paul's legacy? The man's not done. And look at how critical he was for their success this season. And yet, I've had people call me up. I've had people post to my social media. It's this popular debate going on in sports radio circles right now. It's what we do. Chris Paul's legacy is on the line. I don't think that's the case.
It's laughable when you talk about guys like Chris who've had these unreal careers and yet they get penalized because they haven't won a title. You know, that was my goal, was to win it for him and Book. You know, those guys, have carried us all year long. This is my second time coaching him. I know what he puts into his craft. I know the dedication. And so when I hear those sentiments about his career because he hasn't won a championship, it's just silly, you know. It's hard enough to make it to the NBA, let alone be an all-time great, which is what he is.
Does it hurt? Does it make a difference that he got this close and the team couldn't get over the hump? Heck yeah. But to put this all on Chris's shoulders and say somehow this is his fault and he couldn't win a ring is ludicrous. And he's not done. I don't think the Suns are done either. Now they've got some questions they need to answer, but this is a team that is on the rise. The Bucks are in their wheelhouse. They're in their window. A lot of veterans and some guys who are on expiring contracts who are going to be free agents. The Bucks have some decisions to make. In the case of the Suns, we're seeing a meteoric rise. They went 8-0 in the bubble but missed the playoffs. Well, they hadn't made the playoffs for a decade until now. They do not face elimination in this postseason until they get to last night's game. And Chris Paul is a catalyst. He's a mentor. He's a leader. He changed everything in that locker room. Maybe that should be part of his legacy. He finally found the new home with the Phoenix Suns, and it was a perfect match. And lo and behold, they got to the NBA Finals for the first time in his career. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. If you missed my conversation with longtime NBA shooting guard, former Sixth Man of the Year, Eddie Johnson, he joined us in the first hour of the show. Really good stuff on Giannis and on the Bucks and how hard it is to stay on top, but also about the pain for the Suns and where they go from here, how they recover. And then the competition of the league moving forward, because it's going to be a stacked East next year, not to mention the West getting back a lot of their superstars too. So we crown another champion and the draft is days away.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man.
You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight. And I'm a freaking champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make them. You know, but I'm joking. Actually, I'm not. But, yeah, just believe, man. It can be done.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It can be done. It can be done. Not only is he funny, and he really is, he jokes around, he enjoys the moment, he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he also understands the ability he has to inspire from Africa to Greece to the NBA, where he said he just started playing so that he could provide for his family and help his family get out of the struggles that they were in. And now look, he's a two-time MVP, an NBA Finals MVP, who has the ability to dance and talk on two phones, FaceTiming at the same moment. Also, can palm that Finals MVP trophy like I've never seen anyone palm it. And smoke a cigar and wear huge goggles and do interviews and just be Giannis.
It's freaking unreal. I can't believe it.
His personality is big enough to handle the stage and to handle all of the attention. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Now, coming up through the rest of this week, we still have so much on the schedule. I had mentioned we thought we might have a live interview from Tokyo, but with everything surrounding the NBA Finals and the reaction, we're going to wait. And Jessica Mendoza, who's covering softball, already in Tokyo, and they're already underway. We actually had Mexico and Canada in softball up on our TV here in the studio a couple hours ago. Now it's soccer. It's women's soccer. So the events have already started in Tokyo, though the opening ceremonies don't officially launch the games until Friday. So Jessica is going to join us on Thursday morning, so 24 hours from now. We're also going to have one of my favorite news guys, and he's amazing. If you watch or listen to the news, you know the voice and the name Steve Futterman. Been with CBS News a long time. Huge sports fan. He covers, obviously, very serious, impactful news stories in our nation and across the world. But he also enjoys dabbling in sports and entertainment now and then. And he's on assignment covering the Olympics and has agreed to join us as well. We do have a new time set to interview Vashti Cunningham. If you were with us last week or you've caught me talking about it, she had a personal issue pop up literally seconds before I was supposed to talk to her last Wednesday. And it's taken a week. She's about to depart from Tokyo, but we are scheduled to talk to her. I'm scheduled to talk to her this afternoon. And that conversation we would share with you before the end of the week. She's Randall Cunningham's daughter. And also he coaches her in high jump. And she is she's the gold medal favorite. She's got the highest jump in the world this year. But it's just an awesome story, too, for those of you who are longtime football fans and know what Randall meant to Philadelphia and also Minnesota. And now he coaches her in the high jump. So really cool family affair. So all of that Olympic talk as we head through the rest of this week, we did nothing on the baseball diamond. There were walk-offs. There were dramatic moments. You know me. I love the drama on the diamond. And of course, we have this, get this, hear me. Are you listening to me? The first two NFL training camps open today, Wednesday, July 21st. What? No, seriously, what?
It's time to have some fun.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up Saturday on CBS, an afternoon of sports begins on the hard court. You thought basketball was done. No, no. At 1 p.m. Eastern, that's 10 a.m. Pacific, two more intense battles in the Big Three. Then coming up at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, off to the golf course. Live PGA Tour action at the 3M Open all Saturday only on CBS. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of news, and as I was mentioning, Steve Futterman, this popped into my brain again. July 20th, for this history buff, is always a notable date on the calendar every year because of what it means to our nation, but also the world. Its far-reaching impacts 52 years ago. It's funny that we're talking about events in context that happened 50-plus years ago, right? So the Milwaukee Bucks last championship in 71. Well, it was 2 years before that we landed the first two humans on the moon. And July 20th, Tuesday, the annual anniversary. And so I spent some time watching a documentary that I had not seen before. It's called What We Saw, and it's narrated by another astronaut who could explain, and I knew none of this. I wish I had seen this moment firsthand. It's one of those moments in history that I wish I could have witnessed with the 600 million people that were watching around the country. In fact, around the world, anybody who had a TV, this is what they were watching. The lunar landing, the eagle, which was the lamb that had departed from Columbia. So they're up there in their space shuttle and they're in orbit. But then they take this, essentially it was a tin can, to the surface of the moon. And there were all these complications in the last couple minutes before they landed. Some computer error. They had no idea what it was. And they had to rely on mission control to figure it out. They had to reboot the computer while they're trying to land on the moon. Incredible. None of this I knew. But then, of course, it culminates with Tranquility Base. The Eagle has landed as they drop down on the moon's surface. And by that time, Neil Armstrong was no longer on autopilot. He was actually manually piloting the lamb. And so they get on the moon's surface. Also something I didn't know, they had to wait 6 hours before they were allowed to get out and walk on the moon. But you know the iconic words of Neil Armstrong, who was 38 years old. One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. So I was watching this documentary.
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Producer Dave, how did you do that? That was really impressive. Did you do that in the time since I started talking about this?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing what you can do with the internet. Thankfully, you did not have the same error and have to reboot the computer right in the middle of all of that. Wait, can we hear it again? Because I was talking.
1 second.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Just talk amongst yourselves. Tell me when to stop talking. It's quiet on the moon, too. Do I need to keep talking?
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Well, producer Dave rocks. We all know that. But my goodness, that moment, even though I did not see it firsthand, just hearing it gives me chills. So really cool. Was watching this documentary before the NBA Finals. I was eating tacos. It was Taco Tuesday. I know that's a terrible segue, but we had talked about condiments on our last show. So, of course, I had extra sour cream. So with my Taco Tuesday, I was watching this documentary about man landing on the moon and Apollo 11 and everything else. I walk out of my house around 11:30 at night to take Penn out. And what is staring at me? Probably three streets over, hanging out at the edge of my neighborhood. A gorgeous moon. It was orange, in part because a lot of the smoke from the West Coast has drifted all the way across the country. And in New York City, you can actually see the pictures. It's hazy. Now, it's not unheard of that we would have a cloudy, hazy day, but you could smell the smoke in the air in my neighborhood because of the humidity. I just learned this by listening to the weather. Because of the humidity, a lot of those smoke particles have been trapped closer to the ground. And so you could smell them, and people with asthma or other breathing issues actually were told to stay inside because the air quality was really poor yesterday. And I know it's happening in a lot of different places, but just happens to be that I walked out of my house at 11:30 at night. And because of the haziness, the orange was even heightened more on the moon. And it was just, it was amazing to think about 52 years ago. At roughly the same time, because it happened in the 11 o'clock hour Eastern time, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin spent 2+ hours wandering on the moon's surface. That moon up there. So Penny's wandering around in my neighbor's yard and I'm staring at the moon. It was a pretty surreal moment. So I always enjoy watching some type of documentary or looking back on July 20th, 1969. I asked my mom, Mom, where were you when the lunar landing happened, when Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon? This is so disappointing. My mother was doing her thesis in the Yukon in Alaska, where they did not have TV. She didn't have a phone. And so she only talked to her parents like maybe once now and then. Come to find out, she didn't even know until after the fact. I was like, oh, Mom, are you kidding me? You didn't even know that it didn't happen until days later? Don't you read a newspaper? She said news was slow to get to the Yukon in the middle of nowhere, Alaska, in the late 1960s. Anyway, it's kind of disappointing. She has been to a game in the snow at Lambeau Field, though, so there are some things that Mom has done that I have not. Thank you for all of your posts about this championship for Milwaukee and the Bucks, and a lot of you from Cleveland are remembering your emotions 5 years ago when it was a 3-1 deficit and the Cavs came back and won their first title, and they did it in such dramatic fashion against the Golden State Warriors. And kind of fun to think about the fresh blood in the NBA. And I think we're set up for even more of that moving forward, because the East was all kinds of crazy mediocrity this year, and everybody was all bunched together. Though the Brooklyn Nets have been instilled as the initial favorite for next season. Oh, please make me roll my eyes. Lots of Bucks fans on our Facebook page. Kevin says, what a great feeling waking up after a few hours sleep, knowing it wasn't a dream. 2021 NBA champions. Aaron says, Wisconsin has waited 10 years for another team in the state to win a championship. How exciting for the Bucks. The Wisconsin curse is broken. Sorry, Aaron. A curse has to last a lot longer than 10 years. Larry says, I'm so happy. Never a doubt in my life. So congratulations to the Wisconsin sports fans. And we march on through our work week. We're back with you tonight after the first NFL training camp start. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.